How to Live from a Stewardship Mindset by Salon George. In this world, it is not what we take up, but what we give up that makes us rich. Henry Ward Beecher. In our society, we are taught to think of ourselves as owners. We are told that the world is ours for the taking and that we should do whatever we want with our possessions. This way of thinking can lead to unhappiness because it leaves us perpetually unsatisfied with what we have. But if we can learn to see life as a gift instead of something we possess, we can enjoy more peace and happiness. When we see life as a gift, we become stewards of our lives. A steward is someone who takes care of something that has been given to them. As stewards, we become more thoughtful about our surroundings, our decisions, and our role in the world. As stewards, we become more passionate about taking better care of what the world has given to us so future generations can enjoy. True stewards understand that they came into the world with nothing and will leave with nothing. Everything they have is a gift to be cared for and used for the benefit of others, not just oneself. Living this truth will not make you less happy, but more happy. If you'd like to begin making the mental shift toward a stewardship mindset, here are some steps to consider. 1. See life as a gift. When we take a step back and look at our lives, we can see that everything in it is a gift. From our families and friends, to the air we breathe and the food we eat, everything is a gift from God. We can choose to be grateful for these gifts or not, but when we are thankful, life becomes much more joyful. It also means being grateful for small things that happen every day, such as a sunny day, the smell of fresh air, or a smile from a stranger.
2.
Take care of what you have been given. One of the best ways to show gratitude is to take care of what has been given to us. When we take care of our belongings, they last longer. This means we can enjoy them for longer and they can serve us better. In the same way, if we take care of our bodies and minds, they will be able to serve us better. We care for our bodies and keep them strong by exercising, eating healthy foods, and reducing stress through mindfulness techniques. And we care for our minds by continuously learning and growing to keep them active and sharp.
3.
Live with less attachment to things. When we attach ourselves to things, be it material possessions, relationships, or ambitions, we give away our power. We put our trust in something that is not within our control and can be taken away at any moment. By living more lightly and less attached, we become better stewards of our lives. We can then focus on what truly matters and enjoy the present moment without worrying about what might happen in the future. Owning less also has environmental benefits. It takes energy and resources to produce and transport things, so when we reduce the number of things we own, we reduce our carbon footprint and create a more sustainable environment.
4.
Use your possessions to bless others. There are countless ways to bless others with the gifts we've been given. One way to do this is by using our possessions to help others in need. Whether it's donating money to a charity, giving away gently used clothes or furniture, or volunteering our time, there are many ways we can use what we have to make a difference in someone else's life. Another way to bless others is by sharing our skills and talents. We can use our gifts to serve those around us and make their lives a little easier. Whether it's offering to help with the dishes, babysitting, or teaching a skill, we can use our gifts to bless others. We can also bless others by giving of ourselves. By giving of our time, resources, and talents, we can bless others in many ways. Whether it's offering a hug or listening to someone's concerns, we can bless people by doing something for them. 5. Look for the good in people and situations. In a time when bad news is seemingly everywhere, it's important to remember that there is good in people and situations. It's easy to get wrapped up in the negative, especially when it feels like that's all we're seeing on the news or social media. But don't forget to look for the good. There are countless examples of people doing extraordinary things, big and small. And there are plenty of silver linings even in difficult situations. When you take the time to look for them, you can find hope and inspiration everywhere. Remember, you don't own people or situations. You may not be able to control what happens, but you can choose how you react to it. You don't own their feelings or reactions, but you can be good stewards of your own feelings and your heart in relation to them. This allows you to be gracious to others, even when you're not extended similar courtesy. 6. Live to the fullest. It's easy to get bogged down in the details of life. Bills, work, errands. It's enough to make anyone feel overwhelmed. However, it's important to remember that life is precious. We only have this one chance, so we need to make the most of it. One way to do this is by stewarding our time well. This means using our time wisely and not wasting it on things that don't matter. It also means enjoying the moment and not always looking ahead or behind us. When we live fully in the present moment, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences. We can savor the little moments that make up our lives and appreciate all we have. Your life is a gift. When we see life as a gift, instead of something we own, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities. We can find happiness in the simple things and appreciate what we have, rather than what we want. And you begin to see your very life as a gift, meant to be shared with the world. Don't deprive the world of this most precious gift.